Hi, Jane. What's on your mind?
Every so often I get a little bit too much earwax in my ear, and I'm not aware of when it happens, and then all of a sudden I get this extreme pain, and it's hardened. Is there something that you can do, you know, periodically? I mean, what kind
something
of natural situation?
No, ma'am, there's something you can do every day, and that is fish oil. No kidding. Now, when I see somebody with too much earwax, I'll tell them, please get your ears cleaned out once, okay? Get it cleaned out so you know they're cleaned out. Then start on fish oil, tablespoon twice a day. Ugh, that's awful. But there's 20 flavors out there right now, ma'am, so it doesn't taste so awful as it did. And you got to take a capsule of vitamin E with that 400 units and just keep doing that. And if you don't get any more earwax attacks, as it were, for quite a while, which happens quite frequently, by the way, because the earwax is accumulating that way because there's not enough essential fatty acids to keep it moist and coming out. Anyway, if you don't get any for a while, then you try cutting it back to 1 tablespoon and a half. And if you're going to don't get any earwax attacks, you go back to a tablespoon. And you keep cutting back here and get an earwax attack too much, or once again. And then, I cut back too much. And you've just found what the right amount is for you to have not have any more earwax attacks.
And that's internally, not in your ear, correct?
That's absolutely correct, ma'am.
Stomach, right?
I'm glad you clarified that.
Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm sorry, I got to move on. Thanks. Here we got so many people, but that usually does the job.